that we're excited to speak with you about this morning. It deals with the intersection of some federal disability law, specifically the Americans with Disabilities Act, as it relates to municipal land use and zoning. And we as practitioners focus largely on the representation of local government and municipalities, and we're seeing what appears to be a little bit of it was an existing set of law, but it's a growing trend that appears to be occurring due to some market conditions that have happened recently. The issue is that developments in federal insurance requirements have resulted in an expansion, a very significant expansion, of substance abuse and mental health coverage, creating what appears to be a financial incentive for the opening of treatment facilities for specifically in the areas of drug and alcohol, dependency addiction, and other behavioral type disorders. Now, certainly these centers provide a very valuable service and a needed service to the folks suffering from those conditions. But from the standpoint of a municipality, city council members, city staff members, it can create a tricky and interesting situation, because when a treatment facility of this type applies for a permit in your city or applies for a zoning variance or even asks for an accommodation under existing facially neutral zoning provisions, what you can end up with is a controversial situation, because your citizenry may very well have legitimate concerns about the location of a facility of this type near a residential area, near a school. It's an understandable concern.